Describe a time when you had to find some information. Number 1. How can people search for information now? Nowadays, people can search for information in a variety of ways. The most common way is probably using the internet. People can use either their phones or their laptops to quickly Google something. Of course, there are plenty of other online search engines that they can access. If they need to do more serious research, they can try going to a library. Librarians can direct them to the right resources and answer any follow-up questions they might have. They can also use computers to access special databases. Number 2. What information can people get from television? People can get tons of information from television. For example, they can watch documentaries that teach them about different places in the world. Or they can watch the History Channel to learn about other time periods. There's so much educational programming nowadays, so it's easy to learn about pretty much anything you can imagine. Plus, people can learn about other cultures by watching TV shows from other countries. It's amazing how much people can learn just by turning on the TV. Number 3. With the development of the internet, is the library still important? Yes, I think the library is still important. On the one hand, the development of the internet has made information more accessible than ever. Instead of going to a library to use their computers, you can use the internet from home. On the other hand, there are still resources that are unique to libraries. For example, libraries can give you access to special databases that you can't find on Baidu or other online search engines. Libraries also have special editions of books that can't be found online. Number 4. Does the development of the internet have any impact on some disadvantaged people? Yes, the development of the internet has had an impact on some disadvantaged people. I suppose that impact is largely positive. It's pretty evident that the internet has made information more accessible than ever. So for people who can't afford to go to school, they might be able to enroll in online education programs at a much cheaper rate. Or, if they struggle to find other resources, they can look for them online. For example, they can find job postings and even freelance jobs on the internet.